want to share with you something that God showed me from the scriptures. And I believe it's going to bless you. Remember I shared with you about a spirit, soul, and body. You see, you are a spirit. There's the breath of God. When God made man, God breathed into man and he became a spirit. Then you have a soul and you live in a body. Okay, so your spirit, soul, and body. Let's look at this illustration. Spirit, soul, and body. So you are a spirit, that's a real you. And then you have a mind, a soul, and you have a body. In Romans 8, it says this in verse 10. If Christ is in you, and he is for all believers, the body is dead because of sin. Now, here's where we can be in despair and start thinking, wow, what's the point then? Our body is dead. Even Christ is in us. The body is still dead because of sin. But no, keep on reading. But the spirit is what? Life because of righteousness. But you can say, oh, Pastor Prince, the body is dead, but the spirit is life, but it's not affecting my body. My body is still dead. No, friend, keep on reading. The spirit is life because of, remember this, because of righteousness. You have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Remember that? There's a gift of righteousness and you have received that. Now, the next verse tells you, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Hallelujah. One more time. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, does he dwell in you? The same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead? Yes. If you're a believer, then he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to what? To your mortal bodies. Friend, this is not the rapture. This is not the second coming of the Lord, because we will receive a brand new incorruptible body. But here, he will give life to your present tense mortal bodies, your here and now bodies, that same body that is subject to decay, there's a disease and death. That body, that's why it's called mortal. So this life that comes from the Holy Spirit is to give life to your mortal bodies. A lot of people take this verse and say it will happen in the rapture. No, no, friend. It's giving life to your mortal bodies. In the rapture, we receive an incorruptible body. Here is giving life to your mortal bodies. I hope that you see that. Okay, you see the wonderful triune God twice in this one verse. Look at the first part. If the spirit of him, the Holy Spirit. Spirit is the Holy Spirit of him. That's the Father who raised Jesus. That's the Son. From the dead dwells in you. He, the Father who raised Christ, the Son, from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit, the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. The triune God is mentioned twice in one verse. I think God is calling our attention. He's saying, when he created man, he was personally involved. His love, his care, his grace. So how much more when it comes to your body receiving life? Friend, God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to be strong. And just in one verse, the triune God is mentioned twice. Hallelujah. Isn't that something that will grip you? And friend, is to give life to your mortal body. But you say that, but the Bible says, even Christ is in me, Pastor. The body is dead, even though my spirit is alive. But no, friend, read carefully. The next verse says, the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. He will give life to your mortal bodies. It must be something to do with righteousness, because here it says in the verse before that, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. The Spirit is life because of righteousness. And this entire Romans 8, this is Romans 8. If you read the first part of Romans 8, it starts off by saying, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. And then he goes on to say, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And then he goes on to tell you, on and on the first part, about setting your mind on the Spirit and not on the flesh. It tells you to be spiritually minded and not carnally minded, material minded. In other words, he's telling you this, don't be conscious of what is carnal. It's all in your mind, your consciousness. And it goes on top of you, set your mind on the Spirit. For those who set their mind on the Spirit is life, there's the word life, and peace, shalom in the Hebrew, which is also well-being, wholeness. Life and well-being, life and wholeness. to set your mind on the Spirit. So let's look at the illustration again. All right, it says your spirit is born again for those who believe on Christ. All believers, your spirit is alive to God. Amen. That's where you are born again, spirit. Now, your spirit is also righteous. We are created in righteousness and true holiness. So Romans 8 tells you, before the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead can give life to your mortal body, which is the next verse, it tells you that spirit is alive because of righteousness. You've been made righteous. Hallelujah. So there's power, my friend, in confessing I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. So the spirit is life because of righteousness. And then in Romans 8, it tells you what? Set your mind on the Spirit. In other words, what's there in the Spirit? Praise the Lord, you are righteous. That's what, because your spirit is life because of righteousness. So set your mind on righteousness. Friend, set your mind on the fact that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Confess, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Confess it, believe it, and walk in it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The more you confess it, the more you believe it, the more you set your mind on this, it's spirit and life. Praise the Lord. And then watch this. That life, that Zoe life in your spirit, if you set your mind on it, it will permeate the soul. That's your emotions, right? Your emotional realm, your mental realm, your mind realm. That's where depression attacks. Well, when that life flows into your mind, out goes depression. Praise the Lord. And then when your mind, the mind is the bridge between the spirit and the body. Can you see that? It is the go-between. In other words, if your soul breaks down, if you don't get this revelation, you do not know mentally, right? Your mind, soul is the mind, all right? And the emotions. If mentally you're not setting your mind on the fact that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, there's a breakdown. But if you know and you confess it, praise God. Thank God for all the ministries that point you to that wonderful righteousness that's available, that gift of righteousness through Christ Jesus. He came to give you that righteousness, that gift of righteousness. It is not something you achieve, all right? That's why a pride is self-righteousness, but it's something that you receive. Praise the Lord. A gift of righteousness. Isn't it wonderful? And you set your mind. Once you know that, that means your mind is aware of it. The conscience is so important, then it will affect your, it's a bridge to your body. The spirit cannot just touch the body. And where is the Holy Spirit? He's also in your spirit. So the spirit cannot touch the body until the mind plays the bridge. And the mind must be touched by the fact that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, and the life that is in the spirit will touch the body. And that's when the next verse comes in. The Holy Spirit will quicken your mortal body. He will give life to your mortal body through His Spirit who dwells in you. Woo! Hallelujah! Man, I just preached myself happy. I don't know about you, man, but I feel like I can tear a lion apart like Samson. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. I pray in Jesus' name you receive that life, my friend. Hallelujah. So, friend, in the past, even the Gospels, healing was outside in. And we still pray for people. Don't misunderstand me, all right? We still pray for people. We go and pray for them. But I believe that God has a realm whereby, you know, He wants that life on the inside to permeate our soul and then touch our body. Amen. He wants us to walk in that resurrection life. That's what He's revealing to us. Amen. Now that believers are in the here. Amen. And they were, when I say believers, those who are born again, all right? The disciples were believers. Don't misunderstand me. They were followers, but they were not born again. They cannot be born again because Christ has not yet died and not yet risen from the dead. So after Christ died, believers have the Holy Spirit in them. Yes, now we are a living, walking, mobile life of God and the power of God and the healing of God, touching those who are sick and afflicted. Yes, and that's God's ministry for you, friend. But realize for yourself, God wants that life on the inside to touch you. It's from the inside out. Today is from the inside out. Amen? And the Holy Spirit wants to give life to your mortal body. But where's the Holy Spirit? He's inside you. So there seems to be like a hindrance, if I can say so, and it's got to do with the soul realm. The soul is not renewed. The mind is not renewed in this area. The soul is is still very carnal. In other words, sense rule. It is conscious of its sins and its failures and the bodily ailments and the darkness in this world. So it is not set on the Spirit. And that's why preaching like this will help people to set their minds on the Spirit. I want to pray for your bodies right now in the name of Jesus. If there's affliction in any way, or there's a loved one that is in the hospital right now, you know, you can even send that word by proxy, praise the Lord, because you know why? God sends His word. There's a verse that says He sent His word. Amen. And the word of God is in the timeless, spaceless realm. So God can touch him right where he is. Amen. Lift your hands wherever you're watching this right now. Now, if you're afflicted in that area of your body, wherever you are, right, just place your hand there. Amen. If you do not know where to place your hand, just place your hand on your forehead. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that healing belongs to your people. Healing belongs to us. Wholeness belongs to us. And you're not satisfied, Lord Jesus, just for us to have a trickle of life, just a little dab here, Lord. You want us to have life more abundantly. And I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. What a heart. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that as you look at all these people that are suffering in the different parts of their bodies, I thank you that you stand ready, Lord, to touch them, to heal them. And even right now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with me, friend, because it's going to release that life, that resurrection life on the inside to touch your body. Say this. Say this right now before the Father. Father, I thank you that you have made me the righteousness of God in Christ. Say that. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. All my sins, past, present, and future, have all been removed. I thank you that your life, your resurrection life, is in my spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, let it flow into my mind. Let it flow into my emotions. Let it flow into my soul. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, heal my body. Let it touch my body right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I command that foul spirit of infirmity that's afflicting your body right now. I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loose him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and let him go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Made to thrive in life. Did you know that as a child of God, this statement is irrevocably true? On days you feel like it is, and on days you don't. It's true on days when the doors to pursue your dreams get shut in your face and you're left high and dry. It's true on days you're hit with anxiety so bad you don't know how you're going to make it through the day. On days like these, when it feels like you're barely surviving, the idea of actually thriving can sound like a pipe dream of someone who doesn't know any better. But my friend, it's especially on days like these that God wants you to know He made you to thrive, not just survive, even on the roughest terrains of life.
Take a journey to discover God's ways of faith that will cause you to take ground in life and start thriving.
Over 4 weeks, you'll discover powerful truths about faith, perseverance, and what to do when reality seems to contradict God's promises. I really believe that as you embark on this journey through this book, our Lord Jesus will steady your heart and impart faith for you to surmount every mountain in your life.
Get your copy of Give Me This Mountain on Amazon today.
Hi, I hope you were blessed and encouraged by this video. If you were impacted by this message, let us know by liking it and leaving a comment below. Lastly, feel free to subscribe to get more inspirational content every week. See you again real soon. God bless you.